Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. We're going to have a great day. I hope you heard us yesterday. If not, we're going to go over some of the things we talked about yesterday. Joining me today in the studio, Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I am doing quite well. Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hi, Steve.
In today. And Larry Sonnenberg is going to join us today for a little while, too.
Hey, Larry. Yes, sir. Hey, Steve.
Well, yesterday, everybody, we just laid out the situation that we're in here at New Life. And, you know, we always hope for the best. We're so grateful for those that support us. But, you know, we're really up against a wall. We have a payable for media, and the money just has not come in to cover this debt. And so I have to tell you, you know, it's 30 years we've been doing this. 30 years we have been transforming lives. We started out doing that in a psychiatric hospital in Anaheim. That very quickly became 32. Then we started doing the same thing in these intensives, these life-changing intensives, in counseling centers, on radio here, even our video library. We hear it transforms lives. We're about transformation. But I got to tell you, I don't know if we're going to be doing that if some people don't come and do some things that you've never done before. We have such generous giving, and I'm asking some people to go to the next level if you care about us being here and moving into sacrificial giving. And I shared about the frustration of wonderful people that give millions of dollars all over the world. They listen to us every day, but for some reason, I haven't been able to communicate to them. Mm-hmm. We're saving lives, saving marriages, keeping kids raised with two parents. And, you know, just today, I received a letter from one of our board members, and he says, you know, I am so grateful whenever you thank me for my involvement. And he said, but listen, this ministry saved my life. It saved my marriage. It saved my family. And what I do out of gratitude for that. I think if you could see the impact of New Life, you would say, I'm going to support them, especially if you never have supported us. I don't know why you haven't. I don't know why I haven't been able to communicate in a way that would cause you to think, hey, if this program goes away, there isn't another program like this. Mm-hmm. There are teaching and preaching programs. We love them. There are interview programs. But here is where we bring the best minds together to try to take theology out of the pages of the Bible and put it into the hearts of people to transform their lives. Do we quote scripture every time? No. But everything we do is based on the truth of the gospel, the truth of God's word. So I'm asking you to do what some people did yesterday, because some people did. They called us and they supported us, and I'm so grateful. But I need you to do it again today. If you didn't yesterday, please, please do. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. After this break, we'll go to calls. We'll talk some more about the need that we have here. And I hope and pray that God will lay it on your heart to help us, and we'll get this need met. We're moving into summer. Summer's always a tough time. So I'm just telling you the truth about where we are, and I wish I didn't have to. But this is the state of affairs at New Life on our 30th anniversary. It's a very sad thing. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us on the program with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, we're going to do the best we can to take your calls. Larry Sonnenberg is joining us also, 1-800-229-3000. I'm going to go to Rita, Covina, California. Rita listens on KKLA. Hi, Rita. Welcome to New Life.
Hi.
How you doing?
Not so good. I just constantly, I don't know, I always feel like I have to have information about everything, and I bring papers in, and then the next day they're gone. They're just gone. I can't find the papers. This has been going on for about 60 years. I mean, it's been a long time. Hoarding is just my issue, especially with papers and books. I can't stop it. I just seem to want to have everything I can get my hands on. But then when I get my hands on it, it's gone. I don't know. It comes in here, comes in where I live, and then the next day it's gone. The piece of paper that I, and the papers I really want, that's the ones I can't find. Mm. Those are the ones I can't find.
Well,
horrible.
Okay. So have you ever seen a counselor, psychologist, psychiatrist, and has anybody ever said, well, here's kind of what we think this is, like a diagnosis or an assessment of any kind?
Yeah, it's obsessive compulsive disorder.
Okay.
And it's just the thoughts just go on and on. I want that. I need that information. I have to have that piece of paper. I have to have mm-hmm. that, you know.
Right.
And then, you know, and I get it, and then I can't find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So here's a question
so
for you.
Distressful.
Mm-hmm. Here's a question.
Okay.
So the compulsive of the obsessive compulsive, the compulsive could be a lot of different things, and in your case, you say it's hoarding, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you have this compulsion to hoard. A lot of people have a compulsion to wash their hands and, you know, different kinds of compulsive things. But every compulsion has an obsession that kind of drives it. And this obsession, usually, or I could say almost 99.9% of the time, comes from some kind of unresolved emotion or trauma or something in the past. Any idea, or has anybody ever talked to you about what the sources, the root causes are that result in that compulsion to hoard and stay disorganized to where you're so frustrated because when you want something, you can't find it? Any insight on that?
I've been to counselors, but we haven't, it hasn't really resolved anything.
Well, have you ever thought about it? Have you? And when you think about it now, is there something that kind of you think, well, you know, here's something I never resolved, a hurt, a fear, a trauma, a neglect, something you needed that you didn't get? Anything like that?
I'm sure there was.
Okay.
So I think what Steve is saying, Rita, is that the compulsions kind of take the place of you reflecting on this, right? When you do the behaviors, then you don't go deeper. Excuse me. And I'm wondering about the fear of not knowing.
Yeah. There's a deep fear there.
I think that's, you know, the hoarding of the papers is a way of holding on to your mind.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Right? And so it's like if you don't have the papers, you're not going to know. And then what's going to happen? You're going to be at a loss. And then that might remind you of when you were at a loss.
Oh, my goodness.
But if you, so you keep hoarding the papers and you never look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been a lifelong, you know, pattern, right? Where you're trying to stay one step ahead of this so that you don't have to feel these things.
Yeah, because when I was younger, I would get big bags of papers in my closet, just huge. I mean, you know, lots of bags and bags, because I couldn't resolve, okay, which ones do I save? Which ones do I don't? What do I do? And then finally my mother would come in and she'd say, you know what, we have to take all these bags and put them in the incinerator. That was in the backyard. There was an incinerator. Mm. And so then we had to take all, you know, and so you keep them to a certain point and then you just, I don't know, she wanted me to get rid of everything.
Right, so...
I don't know,
So she
never,
didn't, so
she never understood what it meant to you.
Yeah, she didn't help you sort through.
She kept. What do you call those things? Scrapbooks of cards that were given to me as a child. Now, if I did that as an adult, I would have. Well, I wouldn't be able to live here. I would have scrapbooks galore because I get lots of cards. You know, I don't understand why she would keep scrapbooks of cards, but she did. But yet, when I started saving programs, I saved programs. Now, if I save programs today, I would fill a whole building with programs I've been to. And so I can't afford to do that. But I just, right now...
So that's very...
And you know, when I go on a trip, I get those little pamphlets, you know, of all different places to go visit. I have a whole file cabinet full of places I've visited. What am I going to do with all
those? But those are pieces, but Rita, those are pieces of your life that you're afraid you might forget, right?
Oh.
You're holding on to those memories of it. And it must have been very confusing to have a mom that kept a lot of things that seemed not to have a lot of value.
Her things.
Yes, her things, but then throughout your things. So I can see where there was a lot of anxiety that was created and not making sense of that and her not helping you to make sense of and sorting through what had value and what didn't.
I never got help from either parent on the issues that I faced in life. I'm not kidding. I don't remember them taking up for me. And really, you know, like if you have problems in math, let's just say, I never remember them taking up for me and saying, well, you know what, we need to help you with this.
So now...
I never heard those words, we need to help you with this.
So now you're afraid that if you don't have everything you need, you're going to be at a loss and you're not going to know what to do. And so it's hard to trust yourself with all of that. So, Rita, I think it would be really useful for you to get into some counseling and kind of sort through these.
I am in counseling right now.
Okay. Well, then maybe some of what we've talked about today you could take to your therapist and dig a little deeper. Dig underneath the piles of paper to what, you know, the feelings are.
Well, let me ask you this. What are you talking with your counselor about, if not these kinds of hurtful things, watching stuff that means so much to you just be destroyed and you having no choice whatsoever but to just watch it go away and no one care? What are you talking with your counselor about?
Well, I hate to say this, but I just go over the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so I tell her, okay, this is good this past week. This was really kind of bad, but this was really ugly. And we just go over what happened this week, which is, it's not, we're not going deep right now. We're not going deep.
Well, now maybe you have something to go deep over versus doing what is kind of sounds like it's more of a check-in on your life. And mm-hmm. I think that in a case like yours, there's tremendous hope for resolving some of these painful things that still exist within your heart, and they manifest themselves in this compulsive desire to hang on to any and everything rather than
how do I get to remembering the real painful things?
Well, just like Rita, just like in a few moments here, as I started to ask you things, you said, oh, yeah, I remember this, right? So you have it all in your brain, okay? You have everything you've experienced. But things get locked away in our filing cabinets. And so we just need some help opening up those drawers to remember, right? So when you go into therapy and you're chattering away about what's happening right now, that's like verbal clutter. Okay?
Verbal clutter.
So you want to sift through that. It's like, okay, yeah, all this stuff happened, but what is the themes that keep happening over and over again, right? And talk. I'm serious. Talk to her about what we've talked about today.
Dig beneath that clutter to
what is at the heart of things, because this isn't just what happened today and yesterday, and it's what's been happening for, like you said, 60 years.
Right.
That's a long time.
I think you did a lot of quick work here in a very short length of time.
So you're capable.
That, yeah, you sure. Dave, anything you want to add here?
No, I think Jill said it well.
And okay. I have one other question. Do you live alone or do you live with someone?
Yeah, I live alone, and so my thoughts keep cycling.
Okay, which is, it's hard. I mean, it's hard when you only are bouncing around in your own head, so... I'm glad that you go to therapy. I think it's important to have connections with other people, too. You need that. Otherwise, we all would drive ourselves crazy.
True.
Well, do you have books that address the hoarding issues?
Well, I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, because that is going to help you get free. And it helps people, whatever they're struggling with, that owns them. Dave and I wrote it for this.
Because it's
purpose.
Not about the clutter. It's about what's underneath the clutter.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
I believe that what I have is a worse addiction than alcohol. Mm-hmm. I believe that firmly.
That's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the reason it's so serious to you is it's what you have. So I think if you will persevere with this counselor and just go and say to this counselor, you know... I was talking to some people, and they kind of helped me see that we're really not dealing with some things that could help me be free of what I said to them was something worse than any alcohol or drug addiction. And then just say, let's go deeper. And you tell your counselor the story that you told us about having to watch things that meant so much to you simply be destroyed, incinerated, while your mom kept things for herself that made no sense to you whatsoever. And I'm really glad that you called. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I think it's going to make a big, big difference. Wow. You guys, I mean, this is encouraging to me that in that short length of time, she's going from not really dealing with much to now she's looking... at a source.
Focus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I was talking with Larry earlier, and we were talking about this Jeremiah 6:14, when Ken Taylor turned that into the Living Bible when he did his translation. He said, you can't heal a wound by saying it's not there. And if you're just talking about what's going on today, but you're not talking about the wound that might be driving what's going on today. Maybe the healing that you've been asking God for, it's not happening because you have to go deeper. You have to do some deeper work. And that's what we're here for. We want to see that transformation. Larry, I haven't talked with you. We did have a response yesterday from people supporting us. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we had a really good response yesterday, Steve. Our original goal is $235,000 because it's the matching fund. And I want to just say real quickly, our goal is a lot more than that overall, but to get this matching fund, that was our goal. We had a response about $37,000 yesterday. So all in all, we're down to $138,000 left to go. We've matched $97,000. If we can do what we did yesterday, three more days, we'll meet the match. But we're going to need some folks to step forward. And I want to say something about that verse when you come back, if I could.
All right, we're going to do that.
It's applicable to what we're talking about with our finances.
Okay. 1-800-229-3000.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about seven different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And we've been talking today, yesterday, about our needs. And I'm hoping and praying that if God is leading you, you'll step in here. You'll help us meet these needs. Larry, you wanted to comment on the verse, you can't heal a wound by saying it's not there.
Yeah. I feel responsible for the finances at New Life in that regard because we've known for a long time that we've had some financial struggles. And in my kind of naive, stupid optimism, I just figured God's going to take care of it and it will come. And we haven't been expressing as honestly as we should how deep the wound is. And we're doing that now, and people are responding. So that's an appropriate verse for where we are with our finances. And we're going to stay on it until we can get this healed and get back on top.
So, well, really, yeah, and I appreciate you saying that, because the wound, I mean, we're focusing on this matching fund. We want every dollar out of that matching fund, and so whenever you give a dollar, it really brings in another one. But it would take probably around, I'd say, you could correct me, $450,000 or so to get us in a current place where we're current on our media bill. And as Jill, you were talking about at the break, a lot of mm-hmm. people do not understand that we don't get paid to provide content for this program. We have to pay to have our content on so that we can reach people that we want to reach.
Right. Yeah, I was saying that I was talking to some young people, and they have no concept for that because they're so used to the internet and so many things being for free and, you know, sponsor-generated that it doesn't even make sense to them. And so it's like, why is religious broadcasting in this category?
There's a lot of things that young people
don't make that's true. That is true, but I was trying to explain
sense
it to them. It doesn't make sense. Does either. Yeah. And I just chalk it up to the church is continually persecuted, you know, that this is part of our cross to bear.
Yeah.
And so are we going to just fade away because of lack of funds, or are we going to step up, right?
No. And I hope she calls in. Our staff member Robbie took this call yesterday and encouraged this lady named Tina to call and tell her story because it was kind of funny. And I'll tell it in a nutshell. But she was in Costco. And she was listening to the program. And she had just cashed in an investment, had about $10,000, and she was thinking, I'll give $7,000 to New Life. And then she heard me tell the story last weekend at Every Man's Battle. One of the alumni came and gave me a check for $10,000. So she felt very convicted and said, okay, I'm going to give $10,000. Hmm. And she called in and gave us
$10,000.
Wow.
Hmm. Wow.
So I hope there's some more of you out there that might do the same thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, regardless of the size, if you can give, it's all meaningful and it's all helpful, and we're getting there. I've said before, we need both the tortoise and the hare. We need the little gifts that sustain us and keep us going, and we need some big gifts to flash and get us where we need to get quickly. And
well,
I thank
you
for both.
Yeah, we're so grateful. 30 years we've been doing this. And, you know, I don't even think I've ever told my wife this story, but, you know, it's always frustrating for me to do what's called the speaker-listener technique, and where, you know, you say back to the person, what I hear you saying is. Well, when I was in seminary, and I went to study counseling, we started with doing those exercises, and I got to tell you, I said, what I hear you saying, God, is I want to deal with something other than this in marriage counseling. And I went to work in a psych hospital because I wanted to work with people who really needed to change everything. I had this thought, what good does it do if you repeat back what someone is saying if you don't like them? If this couple, if they, you know, I mean, really, it was my thought. If these people are, if he's like, if he hates her, what good does that do to communicate better? And so I said, we've got to help him transform his life and her transform her life. Then they can talk to each other.
Larry's fallen off his chair.
Yeah. Yeah, what I hear you saying is you don't like me. Yes, that's what I'm saying. So I just, from the beginning, I felt a different calling, and we have stayed true.
And we're so glad.
Yeah, but really, it is. And I'm going to tell you something. If you would ever go to one of our intensives, like the marriage intensive, Larry goes to all the Everyman's Battle, but you go to a marriage intensive, and the couples, some of them have restraining orders against each other. They are already divorced, others. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit steps in with this teaching and the process in the group. This couple stays married, or they get remarried. And life is never the same. That's why we show up for work every single day. Because life changes when new life is there, and we want to be there. And we hear the same thing happening. People that can't afford counseling, they'll listen to the radio, and then something will be said, and it just clicks. And they never, ever live the same kind of life, which is what it says in Romans 12:2. You can transform your life by changing the way that you think. And that's what we've been trying to do for 30 years. And I got to tell you, if we don't get out of this mess, I don't think there's going to be another 30 years.
Some of that changing the way you think, Steve, for our listeners, has to do with giving. And
that's
part of what we hope we can accomplish on these days when we really don't want to take time away from helping people, but we need to because we want to keep doing it for years on end. So if you can help, call us.
So 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number if you can help us. And if you want to join us on the rest of the program, we'll go right back to the phones right after this. It's 1-800-229-3000. But please help us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let's go to Sarah, San Diego, California. She's called us at 1-800-229-3000. Hi, Sarah. Welcome. How you doing?
Hi. thank you. And I am a New Life member, and I'm going to be a small little extra donor.
Thank you for that.
My question is how. Well, I don't know what my next step is for waiting on the Lord. I have been in recovery for quite a while. I've in a 12-step recovery group at my church. I'm in a home group. And I have quite a few prayer warriors. So my son is an Army Ranger veteran, has been in the middle of Afghan and Iraq, and he's very intelligent and smart, but he came home with back injuries and got addicted to opiates and then went away to school and got addicted to heroin. And when he came back, I discovered it, and my husband of 41 years will not believe me, and we had to have some kind of crisis in our family two or three times, and the final one was when he got in a severe accident and destroyed his car. So now he's at the Veterans Hospital, and I'm doing therapy once a week. They don't want to put him in a 28-day program.
Why not?
And he, because I suppose, I don't know. That's the veterans. I have researched beyond and above the Henry, the Marx, Victor Marx, and I've got all their information, and he refuses to listen to me. I do not have a voice. He mm-hmm. goes to school. He takes physics. He works out. However, he's on it again. And when I approach my husband, I am the crazy one, and I'm the complainer, and I have Mr. Stoops' tape on addiction. We've listened to it. We've been to the intimacy in marriage, but we are getting farther and farther apart. I spin deep. I go to a counselor, a New Life counselor. However, I don't know. I spend quiet time with my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my all. But watching all right. my son self-destruct. So my question mm-hmm. is, what's my next step? How do I wait on God? What, I've yeah. humbled myself. I've confessed my sin, whatever, every and all, and I've done a lot of work.
Okay. So I want to say two things. So many people, I mean amazing people, have become addicted because of a back problem mm-hmm. or chronic pain. Some of the best Christians I know, literally, due to chronic pain, got addicted, especially when with fentanyl and some of the other painkillers that are opioids, and the promise of the distributor, drug distributor, manufacturer was no addiction whatsoever. So it's kind of like an innocent addiction. And that's why, you know, your son is doing what he's doing. He is addicted. And until that addiction is treated well, he's probably going to continue to do it. And I would be, just continuing to talk to him about getting this out of the way. He's not bad. He's not a bad person. He just got a bad drug. And the other thing I want to say is that somehow you have to understand your husband's reaction to this and do some work so that this doesn't destroy the relationship with your husband, because that's what addiction does. It eats every relationship up and kills it. Jill, Dave, what are your thoughts about this?
That your husband is in such denial that he won't see anything. What is at risk for him if he acknowledges a problem?
My husband or my son?
Your husband.
I don't know, because I've been a depressed person most of my life, but I've taken a lot of tools and healing. They continue to say I'm crazy, and when I approach it, it's like what you say on the thing. It just turns into an argument, and he's an avoider, and he just loves his son. I think he has some deep issues that he can't work on. It's me. So, I approached,
you're the scapegoat in the family. Mm-hmm. You're the one that's blamed for everything.
Yes, exactly. When I approached my son the other day, he got violent, and he didn't hurt me, but he got violent because he calls me crazy, and then the husband agrees. And I love my family very, very much, and I'll do anything, but I can't kick him out. I just have to be the scapegoat. So I just wait on God.
Okay, so you need to be in some Al-Anon meetings. Are you going to anything like that?
You need support outside your family.
But I do go to a 12-step Christian program at my church, and I have gone to Al-Anon, and the problem is I don't want to hear anybody else's problem. So I've gone to around 5 or 6, but I gave up after around 2 or 3 months. So, and actually, I don't really feel a whole lot of mutuality and trust in my 12-step Christian program. I'm working through your book with my group.
Then you need to get some prayer support around you, some ladies who are going to join you in being supportive prayerfully, and who are going to be a support system for you. If you can't find that in a 12-step group, which surprises me, that there's got to be some groups that are that way.
Well, it may not even be at your own church. You may need to move into a different church where you feel more comfortable talking to people, you know, that maybe you're not going to see every Sunday morning or whatever. But a Bible study for women, a support group, you're going to die emotionally and spiritually if you don't have some good support in the midst of really a horrible thing with both men not acknowledging, hey, you know some things here, and you want the best for everybody, but they're not responding.
Right. Okay. So let me say, though, first of all, it's not okay for them to call you crazy. It's not okay for your son to call you crazy. And so I think you need to call that out every time they do that, that they can disagree with you, they can have a difference of opinion, but it's not okay to put you down in that way. Okay? The other thing is, in waiting on the Lord, there is a powerlessness with addictions. And so I hear you knocking yourself out doing all these things, and your son is not, and your husband is not. And you know what? You can't control that. And so some of it is you having to deal with that powerlessness, that you can't control it. Now, is it okay for you to just be the scapegoat? No.
It is now, because I have, after a year, 2 years now of it, I cannot, I don't have the strength to have an argument with my husband in
but you can walk away. You can walk away.
And I hang out in my room, and I read, and I...
Okay. And the other thing, you know, going to groups, I don't quite understand when you say I don't want to listen to other people's problems, right? So part of the power in the groups is that everybody shares their experience, strength, and hope. And I know that it sometimes, it might feel at times too overwhelming because you're full of your own problem. But there is strength in sharing. And so, you know, I would encourage you to push through that a bit. And then...
Go ahead, Jill.
Well, and then, you know, if the people around you aren't budging, you have to set boundaries in terms of what works for you and what doesn't work for you, right?
And you have to push yourself here, because you can fall into this trap, and we call it learned helplessness.
Right, and it goes yourself, along with depression.
Yeah, you can convince yourself, there's nothing I can do, I don't want to be with other people, I don't want to hear them, and so you end up in an impossible situation because you're not willing to kind of push yourself into some uncomfortable places, and you kind of find some comfort in just that hopeless, depressed
feeling,
because that's where you've lived before. So we don't want to see you get into that hopeless state.
And the powerlessness is an important lesson to learn, that Jill mentioned, because that's where it all starts. But you're not helpless. And that's why I say get a small group of your own together, of people who will support you and pray with you and pray for you. And then you just you let go of it and let God take care of it. And that's where you've got to have the support, because it's the last thing it sounds like it's probably the last thing you want to do is to let go of it, because you work so hard at trying to resolve it. Mm. At some point, you got to let go of it and let God really do His thing His way.
Yeah. And in His time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Right? It's not our timing.
No. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Would you help us help others stay out of a helpless situation? 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference in Washington, D.C. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Washington, D.C., May 18th and 19th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Larry, we got a call.
An 87-year-old lady called. She's a widow, not wealthy, but she said, God is good. God's blessed me and my family. I love your ministry. I'm going to join Club New Life at $50 each month.
Yeah, well, all right.
Hey,
thank you.
If an 87-year-old woman can do that, I think you can too. So please join us.
That's awesome.
Yep. And let's go to this call. This is what we're all about, is changing lives. Ontario, Oregon, Catherine. How you doing? K-F-Y-L, I believe it is. How can we help?
I'm doing okay in some ways, but in some ways not, because I'm one of these animate lovers for animals, vice versa. But, you know, I got to thinking and wondering, you know, it was a few years back. It was kind of like not so much a hunting accident, but this guy from nowhere comes out. We thought we knew who he was, but wasn't sure. He took a shotgun and took, if you want to shoot a horse, you shoot him in the heart on the left side where you put the girth, where you saddle up the horse. Well, he was during hunting season, and it was I don't know, like a deer, kind of like sorrel color. And didn't know Adam from a horse. So he goes out and shoots the horse, then lay in there for a while, then comes back. The sister-in-law thinks she knows who it was. But what touches me is, because I know the horse, it was my sister's horse. It was on the farm. But now I don't know if this is different forgiveness from the animal or not, but there was this guy, another story, Michael Vick.
Let me help you here. Dave has written this book, Forgiving What You Can't Forget. Dave, what could they do to take some steps toward forgiveness?
Well, the Forgiveness Act is something you do by yourself. You don't need the other person's involvement at all, because it's something that heals your heart. It has no benefit for the other person. The other person comes into the picture if you want to reconcile with them, and you don't even know who this person is. So the reconciliation is not an issue. You'll never forget it. It's something that is painful, and it's
horrific. You know, it's forgiving does not mean that you think that this is okay. It doesn't make light of it.
Yeah.
Thank you. It will always be a senseless act.
And so you forgive, and every time you get angry and remember, remind yourself of the forgiveness, that you've canceled the debt, that the other person doesn't owe you anything anymore. Because they can't pay. They can't bring the horse back to life. They can't undo what they did. And so you just accept it as an act and then grieve it, mm-hmm. and then release it and forgive it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of handing the atrocity to God.
To God.
And I'm going to send you Dave's book, Forgiving What You Can't Forget. And I think that's going to take you to another level here. Senseless destruction of an animal. And a lot of people don't even realize how difficult it is to deal with the loss of an animal that's just been part of your life.
I've had people come to counseling to get help for grieving for the loss of a pet.
I have,
because
too.
there's such unconditional love from an animal. That,
and we project so much onto them. You know, they fulfill such a great purpose for us. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, one thing, too, is we don't know the mind of this other person. We don't know. And she said it might be an accident. So sometimes these things happen. Tragedies happen all the time. And how do we contend with it? I mean, there's people dying all the time that are tragedies, right? And so we have to find a way to move forward. So we have to include forgiveness and giving it over to God.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll send her Forgiving What You Can't Forget. And, you know, so many people come to our workshops and they deal with the bitterness. And the Lord says in His Word that we need to get rid of all bitterness, no matter what. And we can help you do that. But you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE first. Now, let me mention to you, May 18th and 19th, we're at Fairfax Community Church. On the 18th in the afternoon, we have our Life Recovery Conference. Dave and I just sold the 3 millionth copy of the Life Recovery Bible. If you don't have one and you're in recovery, call us. Get that Bible. It will change things in your recovery. But we'll be doing that on Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. But Friday evening there at Fairfax Community Church, we're going to be commemorating our 30th anniversary. I wouldn't say exactly celebrating, because this is such a tough time for us. But we're going to commemorate our 30th year. We're going to pray for one more. And if you want to join us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But it is Fairfax Community Church there in Fairfax in the Washington, D.C. area. Larry, we've been talking about the seriousness of what we're up against. Just remind everybody of what it is we're up against.
Well, I want to piggyback on your opening, Steve, because your opening said it all, and it said it really well. We hear from so many people who say they listen every day, yet they don't give, or they're people of means that don't give to what they probably could give to help us out of a bind. And I also want to remind folks about when you give, you are giving to make a difference in somebody's life. And when we think about the marriages especially, and you commented, and I just want to put it up with exclamation points, families are held together that would have been separated, and that is a nightmare if you've ever been through separation and divorce. And so knowing that this ministry is doing things to keep families the core unit. Our culture needs families together, and it needs, you know, dads that are engaged in doing what they do. And that's what this ministry does. And so it's worthy of your support. And if we kind of like to think that maybe some of you would go from being a generous giver to a sacrificial giver. And I'm going to repeat it for the thousandth time in the last few weeks. I'm appealing to you as a listener who has never given to New Life. Think about what you hear day in and day out. I know there's some of you that have listened for years, not just weeks or months. And it's just so easy. You turn on the radio, you hear a few calls, and you just think, boy, that was really good. I got something out of that. Well, help us continue. We want to keep doing it. So if you could make a gift, remember, this is all going to be doubled until we reach that $235,000 mark. And we've got $138,000 to go. So call us.
So here's what we will do to say thank you. A gift of any amount, and I'll send you Dave's wonderful book, Making Peace with Your Father, born out of his own experience. It is an amazing, amazing book. That's our way of saying thank you. Now, a gift of $30 a month, joining Club New Life, we'll send you the 8-book library, the Arterburn Wellness Series, with titles like Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissism, A Person with Alcohol and Drug Addiction, A Person with Sex Addiction, Borderline Personality Disorder, Bipolar, Post-Traumatic Stress, Depression, some great, great ways that you can minister to other people. And we'll send that library, and you'll be given access to our ever-growing video library. We've done about 150 videos, already have 100 up, and we're increasing that. In fact, Dave and Jill are going to be doing some. Right now, you're going to walk out of here and
do
more videos today. So that's growing. Now, a gift of $360 will just you'll just be put into Club New Life automatically, because that's what it is on an annual basis. And, of course, that will be doubled instantly from the matching fund. We'd like to be here next year, not just 30 years and done. Would you help us make that happen? Call us.
It's a pretty good run, though.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. It has been. It's been great. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.